So now we come to the GST implementation. For the successful implementation of GST, Goods and Service Tax Council was constituted, which we already saw, comprising of the Union Finance Minister, the Ministers of the State Revenue, and the State Finance Ministers, to recommend on the IGST rate, exemption and thresholds, and the taxes to be subsumed and other features. This also we have already discussed. So it ensures some degree of harmonization on different aspects of GST between the center and the states, as well as across the states. So decision in GST Council is taken by a majority of not less than 3/4 of weighted votes cast. Now, why do we say that 3/4 of weighted votes? Because there are various states, and depending upon the size and the potential of the states or the revenue of the states, the weightage is given to the votes. So it has to be 3/4, not simply by the numbers of the states, but also the weightage given to those states. So it could be that states like Maharashtra or UP will have a much higher weightage than a state like Delhi or Goa, you know, which has a legislature, or even smaller states like Kerala, they will have a lesser weightage, you know, for the vote that they have. Goods and Services Tax Network has been set up by the government as a private company under erstwhile Section 25 of the Companies Act 1956. GSTN provides various front-end services to the taxpayer, namely registration, payment, return, refund, appeals, etc. GSTN also developed back-end IT modules for many states who have opted for the same. GSTN has selected 74 IT and IT-enabled services and financial technology companies to be called GST Suvidha providers. So the entire framework, the backbone of GST is the GSTN, which is the Goods and Service Tax Network. And it's a portal or a platform where you are availing services like registration. So if you know, you are a new business and you want to register yourself, you can go to the GST portal, provide all the information which is required, and you can register yourself. And it's a very user-friendly process, takes a certain amount of finite time, but you get your GST registration certificate with the number, etc. Once you get that, you can start doing business. So registration, payment, so even in terms of payments of GST that you have to make, it can be done on the same portal. Returns have to be filed, and there are various types of return. So there is a GSTR1, GSTR2, that means you have to file returns for the material that you have purchased, the material that you have sold, any refund claims that you may have, any corrections that you want to file. So there are various returns which are to be filed depending upon the timetable that you belong. We already discussed that certain companies are required to file the returns on a monthly basis. Some companies have to do it on a quarterly basis. So this can be done on the portal. Even your refund claims or any appeals, etc., they can be registered on the GST network. The GST, that is CGST and SGST authorities of the central and the state government, are responsible for day-to-day monitoring and implementation of GST under their respective jurisdiction. So we have seen that wherever SSEs are having a turnover of less than 1.5 crores, they are mostly under the state GST jurisdiction. And where they are more than 1.5 crore, there is a 50-50 bifurcation. So they are basically managing the administration of the taxation, that is the GST. So GST challenges and solution. GST is designed to cater the provisions of various acts and duties subsumed in it. So we already saw how many different kind of taxes and duties which are already covered under the GST ambit. It is also administered and implemented across all states of India. During the initial stage of implementation, there are certain challenges faced by the tax system. These challenges are forecasted from time to time, and adequate measures are being taken accordingly by the GST Council and the GSTN, that is the GST network. So yes, when the GST system was implemented, there were certain teething problems. People, I mean, you could not register on the site, or some people did not get their registration number in time, etc. So these were actually foreseen. Even the GST Council, you know, required that for companies which have a turnover of more than 50 crores or so, they have to register their invoice on the GSTN portal. That means all the details are captured the moment the invoice is generated. And I remember when this was implemented on the very first day, all the companies reported that they were not able to complete their transaction. Effectively meaning these companies could not make a sale because they could not generate the invoices. So there were certain glitches which were faced, which have been in a phased manner, they have resolved these problems. So technical challenges, the technical front of the GST system is responsible, is a responsibility of the GSTN. The online registration, returns, refund, appeals, etc. applications are developed by the GSTN. There are few crore taxpayers registered in India under GST. And this is true. The ambit of the businesses covered under GST has increased manifold. What was happening is a lot of companies, a lot of businesses were not registered under, let's say, excise, or not registered under VAT, but they were registered under, let's say, octroi, etc. But as per the rules laid down, and also because GST offers more transparency, we saw that even when you are selling material, you are not a registered dealer, okay, or a seller. But when a registered person buys the material from you, he files a reverse charge mechanism entry. So in the returns, the department can see what is the kind of a sale that you have been making. So likewise, all the companies that you are selling to are putting up this information. So the department can actually, the revenue department can track what is your turnover. Likewise, if you are a purchaser and you are not registered, they can also see what is the value of the purchases you have made. Because the various supplier, you may have 10 suppliers, and if they are supplying to you, they are citing your PAN number, etc. And this will actually let the revenue department know that you have been buying a certain value of goods, from which the revenue department can actually arrive at what is the kind of a turnover you have. So it has also prompted a lot of people who were not registered under the earlier tax regime or earlier revenue regimes. They are now forced to register under GST. And that's the reason that you have a record number of people who are registered with GSTN. So technical challenges. Sometimes the taxpayer faces issue with respect to uploading of returns, registration, or any other documents, website issues, etc. Majority of these technical issues are faced during the deadline of filing of returns and application. So yes, initially a lot of companies did face this kind of problems, and one of the problem was because people wait till the last moment. Now let's say a month has ended and you are supposed to file the returns after, say, 10 days. But people do not file the return after 4 days or 5 days. They wait till the 10th day. And many a times when too many people try to access the portal, then you sometimes have very slow speeds, the data not uploading, or there may be even crashing of the portal, etc. Crashing has not been that common, but yes, the speed, you know, for uploading of the returns, etc., suddenly falls. So these are the kind of glitches that were being faced, and over a period now, these have been resolved. GSTN regularly updates the system network to overcome such issues. The problem of low connectivity in certain locations in remote areas is also required to be addressed, because in certain rural areas, the infrastructure for internet or high-speed internet is not available. Very primitive kind of services are available. So these also need to be addressed, because there people have to upload the data. It becomes extremely difficult. The GSTN has developed the online complaint resolution mechanism to resolve the technical issues faced by the taxpayers. So some of the legal challenges: the GST Act caters the taxation on all goods and services covered under the earlier acts. So what we said was, let us say that earlier there were certain acts which covered excise or sales tax, even acts which covered entry tax, octroi, etc., or service tax, works contract tax. So all these are now covered under GST. So this has led to some overlap or some interpretations, you know, which can lead to certain legal challenges. Smooth flow of input tax credit from business to business is the crux of the GST system. And how does this become a legal challenge? Suppose a seller has put a wrong GST registration number of yours. Now the system functions like this. When I sell the goods, the GST which I have paid is supposed to be credited in your account. Now I am going to file a return which says that I have sold the goods to party X. Now the party X is also going to file a return saying this is the purchase that I made from party, say, A. If the GST registration number is wrong, which I have uploaded on my site, then the party X will not be able to see the credit in his system. So it's very essential that for the party to receive the credit, all the information which is submitted is very accurate. So there are systems whereby it will identify any mismatch in the data. There are provisions by which you can correct any such mistakes. So there may be a delay. Suppose you detect a mistake, you can correct it, and the next month when you file the returns, you can make the correction and avail the credit. But it's important that this smooth flow of input credit happens, and for that, accuracy of the data is very, very crucial. The requirement of single act, tax act on all goods and services has led to certain complexities in the act. So in certain cases, certain states had either very low or very high taxes, you know, on certain commodities. And in the GST regime, because of the harmonization, you may suddenly find that the taxes are higher than what they were or lower than what they were before. So this has also led to certain complexity in administration of the taxes or implication as far as the end consumers are concerned. So there are various writ petitions filed before the courts in some states against the many provisions of the act. And because of this, you know, there are, and of course, a lot of people are against the GST because of the transparency it offers. As I said, a lot of people got away by evading taxes in the past because it became next to impossible to trace them. But in GST system, the system is so robust and it's a universal system. I mean, it's not a system which is each state maintaining a separate system. So here, it's difficult to hoodwink the revenue authorities. it is observed that various advance ruling authorities in different states have given different judgments on same issue. It leads to more confusion for the legal provisions of the Act. So what is happening? Let us say that there is a particular kind of a transaction where people are facing a difficulty. Now, this difficulty is faced in, let's say, 3 or 4 different states. But the tribunals or the authorities or even sometimes the courts in different states are giving judgments which are contradictory. That means the verdict in one state contradicts the verdict in the other state. So this is also leading to a lot of confusion. Thankfully, the GST Council shall bring a clarity on the ambiguous provisions of the Act, also issues various clarifications, circulars, press releases on such complex provisions. The more simplification in the tax structure and rules will help to reduce the confusion amongst the taxpayers. Reduction in the tax slab will reduce the ambiguity about the tax rate in various goods and services. So what the GST Council is doing is, in such cases, they are providing clarification which overrules the various interpretations given by various bodies, let's say tribunals or any legal body, which has given a verdict on it. So that, again, there is a uniformity which is brought in and simplification is brought into the picture. So what are the administrative challenges? Sometimes a single taxpayer or company receives notices both from CGST authorities and SGS authorities. So initially, this bifurcation, which account will be controlled by the state and which will be controlled by the central GST, was lacking. So obviously, in such a case, the advice would be that they should be replying to both the authorities and clarifying on the query which has been raised. Taxpayer goes into dilemma which authority he has to comply to. So initially, see, compliance is common for both the GST, central and the state. So he has to comply. And I think the SSC has to see for themselves whether they are violating any of the provisions of CGST or SGST. So both have to be seen. To overcome the issue of multiplicity of proceedings, the taxpayers are now divided and allocated to central and state authorities for the purpose of administration, which we already saw. So this further simplifies and they will now be answerable only to a single body. As a result of which, the taxpayer is now required to comply to a single authority for any proceeding and issue. So GST challenges and solutions. The frequent internal communication amongst the GST and SGST authorities has reduced the glitches in the administration. So there are frequent interactions and the GST Council also is addressing issues which are coming up and they are offering solutions. A number of implementation issues related to IT systems, legal challenges, export, return filing and reconciliation, passing on transition credit. Now, this is the first time you are listening to this term of transition credit. So when GST was implemented, people were still having SANVET and VAT, and they were holding credit of SANVET, which is the excise duty, and VAT, which was the sales tax. So these credits were also allowed to be taken into the GST. So for example, the SANVET credit was allowed into CGST and the VAT credit was allowed into the SGST. So these are the transition credit, but there are certain issues because there were a lot of conditions that the goods for which you can take the credit had to be physically there in your inventory. If it is work in process, then you cannot take credit for those. Likewise, the goods cannot be older than is a particular age. So that means if you have some material which is, let's say, lying for the last 2 years, which actually is a a slow mover or a non-mover for you, then credit cannot be taken for those goods. So these issues all relate to transition credit and anti-profiteering in GST. So what happened is this was a specific caution which was issued by the GST Council that people should not try and increase their profit in the guise of GST transition. Let me tell you that what was happening before GST was, let's say, excise which is paid on the goods was not VATable. That means you could not take credit for it. So it became a cost. Now, in the GST regime, because at every stage you were getting full credit, input tax credit, your cost on the goods actually dropped. But a lot of people, what they did, they tried to keep the end price to the customer the same, although their cost actually reduced. And this fell under the anti-profiteering gamut. So there are a lot of notices which were given to certain businesses where this kind of practices were detected. All the benefit of GST had to be passed on to the end consumer. So this is about anti-profiteering. So etc. are being faced by the field formations of state and CBES. So in the current setup, the aim is to ensure that all these challenges, feedback effectively reach the government and both short-term and long-term solutions provided. So all these things are being addressed either by the GST Council, if it is at a conceptual level, and at the transactional level. That means if a company feels that, they should have got the transition credit, these are being handled by the revenue authorities handling or managing or administering the tax for that particular business. So here we have the references. You can actually go to the sites and look up more matter on the GST. But just to summarize in short, for the industry, GST is a boon. It has brought a lot of transparency and it has also brought ease in doing business. That's about GST. Thank you.